ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 3 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड गजेंद्रस प्रेयर्स ऑफ सरेंडर verse 13. Kshetranyaya namastubhyam sarvadhyakshaya sakshine purushaya yatma moolaya moola prakritaye namaha Kshetranyaya namastubhyam sarvadhyakshaya sakshine purushayatma moolaya moola prakritaye namaha Kshetranyaya namastubhyam सर्वाध्यक्षाय साक्षिने पुरुषायात्ममूलाय मूल प्रकृतये नमः। क्षेत्रन्याय नमस्तुभ्यं ऋषायात्ममूलं मूल प्रकृतये नमः। माताजी वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग क्षेत्रन्याय Unto the one who knows everything of the external body, Namaha, I offer my respectful obeisances Tubhyam, unto you, Sarva, everything, Adhyakshaya, who are superintending, managing, Sakshine, Who are the witness, Paramatma or Antaryami, Purushaya, the Supreme Person, Atmamulaya, who are the original source of everything, Moola Prakritaye, unto the Purush Avatar, the origin of Prakriti and Pradhan, Namaha, I offer my respectful obeisances. Translation and purport Srila Prabhupada. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. I beg to offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who are the super soul, the superintendent of everything, and the witness of all that occurs. You are the supreme person, the origin of material nature, and of the total material energy. You are also the owner of the material body. Therefore, you are the supreme complete. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 13.3, the Lord says, Kshetrinanam chapi mam viddhi sarva kshetrisu bharata. O son of Bharata, you should understand that I am also the knower in all bodies. Every one of us is thinking, I am this body or this is my body. But actually, the truth is different. Our bodies are given to us by the Supreme Proprietor. The living entity who is also Kshetragna, or the knower of the body, is not the body's only proprietor. The actual proprietor of the body is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supreme Kshetragna. For example, we may rent and occupy a house, but actually the owner of the house is the landlord. Similarly, we may be allotted a certain type of body as a facility with which to enjoy this material world, but the actual proprietor of the body is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is called Sarva Adhyakshaya, because everything in the material world works under His supervision. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9.10, wherein the Lord says, Maya Adhyakshena Prakriti Suyate Sa Characharam. This material nature, working under My direction, O son of Kunti, is producing all moving and unmoving beings. From Prakriti or material nature come so many varieties of living entities, including aquatic plants, trees, insects, birds, animals, human beings and demigods. Prakriti is the mother, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the father. Aham Bija Pradapita. Prakriti can give us material bodies, but as a spirit souls, we are part and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 15.7. Mamevamsa Jivaloke Jivabhuta Sanatana. The living entity, being part and parcel of God, is not a product of this material world. Therefore, the Lord is described in this verse as Atma Mula, the original source of everything. He is the seed of all existences. Bijam Mam Sarvabhutanam. In Bhagavad Gita 14.4, the Lord says, Sarvayo Nishukanteya Murtaya Sambhavantiya Tasham Brahma Mahadyoner Aham Bija Pradapita. It should be understood that all living entities in all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed giving father. Plants, trees, insects, aquatics, demigods, beasts, birds and all other living entities are sons or parts and parcel of the Supreme Lord. But because they are struggling with different mentalities, they have been given different types of bodies. Mana shasthani indriyani prakriti sthani karshati. Thus they have become sons of Prakriti or material nature, which is impregnated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Every living entity in this material world is struggling for existence, and the only salvation or relief from the cycle of birth and death in the evolutionary process is full surrender. This is indicated by the word Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Jena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manavishtam Sapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swabhadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamala Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Javadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Dev Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitam Sam Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminite Namini Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyada Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauritushe Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Pancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare. Hare Krishna. So we are seeing that how Gajendra was with his family members and sporting in this lake in heavenly planet, and how he was caught by a crocodile, and there was a fight which is still taking place from last 1000 years. Fight is going on. Sometimes it's inconceivable for a conditioned soul that how a fight is going on from 1000 years. That means for 1000 years Gajendra is fasting, crocodile is fasting. Crocodile doesn't seem so intelligent. If you are not able to pull Gajendra, go and take some other animal and eat. No? Why is fasting? See, if you are not able to get this elephant for 1000 years, then you are also struggling. It's not that this crocodile went in between, had his breakfast from home and came back and again started fighting. So things are inconceivable for us, why it is taking place. For us, we can understand Lord is exhibiting this pastime so that we can learn. What we can learn? What Gajendra learnt after last life of tapasya and this life, 1000 years of struggle, and before that his family life. He learnt one thing after all this struggle, is that we should take shelter of Krishna. So when we read this pastime, we should immediately understand and take shelter of Krishna. It's not that we have to also undergo tapasya and yoga and meditation and then fight for so long and then come to realization. For us, this is wisdom revealed in scriptures. So what we learn, we will discuss that today. This verse particularly, this verse is nothing but Mahamantra. Mahamantra or holy names of Lord. In this, there are two words, Nama and Tubhya. Two times the word comes Nama, that means I offer my obeisances. And starting also, end also, I offer my obeisances to you. To whom? Tubhyam, to you. And what are other words? Names of Krishna. So let us little bit analyze and see what these word means. Prabhupada has elaborated very nicely in this purport. So Kshetra Jnaya, the word to word meaning is unto the one who knows everything of the external body. Kshetra Jnanam, Krishna says that I am the knower of Kshetra. He's telling to Arjuna that it's not that you are the only knower of your Kshetra, and it's not that every individual is knower of their Kshetra. Krishna is knower of everyone's Kshetra or body. Krishna is a little lenient and saying that, you know, you are also knower of this body and I am also knower of your body. But actually we are not knowers of our body. We don't know about our body. Little bit we know. We don't know how things are working inside the body. After so much scientific research also we are not able to understand it completely. So actual knower is Krishna. Actual Kshetra Jnana is Krishna. Because he is the proprietor, he is the creator. So he knows in and out of this world. And he is personally present within this body. He is personally present within this body. So Krishna does not only know about our present, of this body. Krishna knows about every body we had in previous lifetimes. And what is the future, he knows. And not only body, Krishna knows about our subtle body also. We desire something in our mind. That desire is revealed to us afterwards. Before that, that desire is known to Krishna. So he is perfect. He has perfect knowledge. So he knows. Now, with this concept, if we go, then one may ask that why Krishna wants devotees or any living entity to come and surrender and pray and beg for mercy. Gajendra was in a very, you know, miserable situation, very precarious condition he was from years. Did Krishna not know about this? Sometimes we ask. People ask, Bhagwan jante hain, phir bhi hame madad nahi karte. Why is Krishna not helping me? Every common man will ask this question. Why Krishna is not helping? He knows what is my situation. This is not sufficient. Because Krishna is not clear what you want. Krishna wants specific, you know, application to put forth. Specific requisition should come from a living entity and then Krishna will act on it. And whether it is directed towards Krishna or not, that has to be clarified. If you write a letter to God and send it to Brahmalok, doesn't work. Send it to Kailash, doesn't work. It has to go to Lord Vishnu. So, we see here Gajendra was praying earlier. So, other demigods, they thought, okay, he's, you know, talking about powerful and he's looking for mercy. Let us come. So, all demigods also came. But we will see, he uses some words which is only connected to Krishna. Like in this, today's verse, Mula Prakritaye. Atma Mulaya. This is not with Brahma, this is not connected to Shiva. What to talk about other demigods? So Krishna knows our situation, but yet we have to come and surrender and pray. Why? Because we left Krishna and came here. Krishna didn't kick us out. Krishna didn't tell us to go. We left Krishna and came to this material world. We got conditioned by our own independent desire to enjoy. So it is our duty now go and connect back to Krishna. So he knows, but still he will act only when we go. And what is the path? The path is not jnana. The path is not dhyana. Because Maharaj Indradumna, we see, he was performing dhyana, meditation. In these prayers also we can understand that these prayers are not of a bhakta. You see, prayers of Kunti Maharani, Prahlad Maharaj, they talk philosophy. But they mostly address the personal form of the Lord, connected with his pastimes. And here, Gajendra is connecting more with Krishna's function in this material world. Atma Mulaya, Mulaya, Prakriti Mulaya, Atma Mulaya, and then Purusha, Sakshine, all these are concerned and connected with this material universe. Nothing to do with spiritual world. So, Dhyana practice, Karma practice, or Jnana doesn't give us that access to Krishna. Jai Shri Radharas Pihari Bhagwan ki, Sitaram Lakshan Hanuman ki, Shri Shri Gaurnitaya ki. And that is why all these paths didn't work. And when he started praying to to the Lord with a humble offering of a lotus. What he could find in this pond was lotus. And then he gave. Now he held the lotus in his trunk and raised it upwards towards the sky. Whom is he offering? Is he offering to Brahma Jyoti? Is he offering to Brahman? Gajendra knows that Supreme Lord has a form. That is why he is praying. He has a form. He is not formless. So there is another thing we learn from this prayer. So when we approach Krishna, the perfect knower of everything, then he reciprocates. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Ye yatha mam prapadyante, tam sasaiva bhajamyam. As you come to me and connect in that degree, to that degree I will reciprocate with you. If you go to Krishna, like we see in 6th canto of Bhagavatam, where there is a fight between Indra and Vritrasur. What Vritrasur desired before the fight, at the time of fight he was praying. He was in samadhi, focused on the lotus feet of Lord. And Indra went to Lord, saw him face to face, but what he wanted? To kill Vritrasur. So Vritrasur wanted love of Godhead. He got liberated. Indra wanted to kill Vritrasur. Indra got success in killing Vritrasur, but stayed in material world. So whatever you ask, Krishna is ready to give. Now even though we came to this material world, Krishna is very merciful that he is accompanying us as Paramatma. We are new to this material world. I mean, now very old, but when we came first time very new, we don't know what is the map. There was no GPS technology that time. How will you locate what is where? So then Krishna said, okay, let me come and guide you. But then how will we see? When Krishna gave this day lamp, sun, and night lamp, moon, and then all other facilities, and then scriptures, then devotees, all the facilities he sent. These all facilities are available. How we connect, that is up to us. So that's why he's saying, you are knower, and then I offer my respectful obeisances to you. You are Sarva Adyakshaya. Krishna says, Maya Adyakshena Prakriti. In my Adyaksha. What is the meaning of word Adyaksha? It means leader. Aksha means eyes. Adyaksha. Whose eyes are in all the directions. He is Adyaksha. And that's why, because Krishna is perfect knower, he knows everything, so he is the only Adyaksha. His eyes are everywhere. So that is the meaning of Adyaksha. He is saying, Sarva Adyakshaya. There may be some other, smaller, you know, leaders, like demigods, even Lord Brahma, who have that capacity to keep their vision. But even Lord Brahma's vision is limited to this universe. So he is saying Sarva Adyakshaya, very specific. And no one is bigger than you. How Krishna is Sarva Adyakshaya? Krishna generally doesn't get involved directly in this material world's affairs, functioning of day-to-day activities. It is like king who has given the power and instruction to ministers, and ministers are taking care of the kingdom. But none of the minister will do any activity without taking permission from the king. And none of the activities will happen in the kingdom without the knowledge of king. Even though king is not directly involved in the activities of the kingdom. That is how Krishna is sarva adhyakshaya, may not be directly involved, but everything is undergoing under his supervision. And that is why another word comes, sakshine. He is sakshi, he is witness. Antaryami, Paramatma. This is how everything is working. So he is present everywhere. In 6th canto, 1st chapter, 42nd verse, there is a description of these witnesses. Many times people ask, who is witnessing me? So there are 13 witnesses given. Day, night, and sun, moon, directions, Yamaraj. The 12 witnesses and the 13th is the super soul, Krishna. Once, Ramanujacharya, he called all his disciples in Gurukul. And he gave a mango to each one of them. He told every one of them, you go anywhere you want, you hide yourself and eat this mango where no one is watching you. No one is watching you, you go and hide and eat this mango and come back. So everyone went under the table, behind the tree, inside the house, wherever they went, and they ate mango and came back. Now one devotee, he came with a mango in his hand and everyone was laughing. Look at this less intelligent person. He couldn't find a place where no one is watching. So Ramanujacharya asked him, you couldn't find a place where no one is watching you and you can have this mango? He said, Gurudev, I tried very hard, but I couldn't find any place where Lord Vishnu is not watching me, where he is not witnessing my activities. Then everyone understands. Then Ramanujacharya, the purpose of this exercise was that who is intelligent, who has realized. So all our activities are witnessed by this Sakshi, the Supreme Lord. Then Purushaya, the Supreme Person. The Supreme Person, again, he is a person. So when he says Purushaya, the Purusha means Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Shirodakshaya Vishnu, Karanodakshaya Vishnu, three Purusha avatar. So again, very specifically talking about Lord. Atma Moolaya and Moola Prakritaye. Atma Moolaya, he is the original source of everything. The source of everything. And Prabhupada says that this material world is existing through material energy, and there are some controllers. Even Lord Shiva is known as Maheshwar, and another name is Bhuvaneshwar. He is the controller of this Bhuvan, Tribhuvan, Tribhuvaneshwar. But who is the original source of soul? Even material energy, but soul is not created in this material world. Soul is never created, neither in material world nor in spiritual world. Soul always existed. We always existed. There is no question of creation. But who is the source of us? The soul is Krishna. And then he says, not only you are original source of everything, but you are source of Prakriti also. If there is any doubt that there might be some more controllers, even Maya Devi, she also has been given charge to control this material energy. She is material energy to control this material universe. Then she might also come to help. Here Gajendra is very specifically mentioned, Moola Prakritaye. You are the source of Prakriti also. Which Krishna confirms, Maya Adhyakshena Prakriti. So anyone who says, you know, people say, demigod, you know, Shiva is God, Brahma is God, Ganesha is God, Durga is God. This verse clarifies who is God. Master of or origin of Durga. So even Durga is not God. She is energy of God. So this verse very specifically clarifies that who is the Supreme Lord. And in the last verse of the previous chapter, where Gajendra started, you know, meditating and contemplating on the Supreme Lord, and then in this chapter he starts prayer, that is where his intelligence got activated. His intelligence got activated that I must now take shelter of the Supreme Lord. Now how that intelligence got activated? Srila Prabhupada, thousands of times, he referred to this verse, Dadami Buddhi Yogam. Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yenama Mupayantite. That Krishna will give that Buddhi. When we are engaged in devotional service, Krishna will give that Buddhi. Even before we engage, if we have desire to perform bhakti, Krishna will give that knowledge. So it is Krishna only who gave knowledge to Gajendra. And then explain how, because he previously performed bhakti. So many times people ask that, you know, if we practice bhakti, what if you are practicing bhakti for whole life, in the last moment either you are in coma or you are not able to remember Krishna, you are in a very, you know, you meet accident and sudden death, you may not be able to remember Krishna. Prabhupada said to one devotee, Krishna will remember you. If we engage ourselves in any materialistic person's job, we take a job outside under any materialistic person, we work for him for few years, few decades, what to talk of whole life. Even if something happens to us, he will take care. If a conditioned soul, having no idea about what compassion is, he is able to exhibit that some form of compassion, then how can we say that Krishna, the supreme compassionate person, will not take care of us? So this faith, every sadhaka should develop, that we should do our part and Krishna will perfectly do his part. Krishna is more than eager to save the conditioned soul than the conditioned soul is eager to save himself. Small child, he is preparing for his exam, he will be in anxiety. But his father and mother will be more anxiety about his result. So Krishna is more anxious than us to deliver us. If that faith we have, if that faith we could nurture, then confidently we can walk on this path of bhakti yoga. Whenever we are doing sadhana, we should develop this mood, we should have this understanding that whatever I am doing, Krishna will definitely reward. In Hindi they say, na, Bhagwan ke ghar mein der hai, andher nahi. There bhi is because the time you show your surrender, Krishna. Here Gajendra was fighting for 1000 years. Similar case, Draupadi. She was fighting to save herself from Dushasana. She was no match. Dushasana was having power of 10,000 elephants. Draupadi is no match to him. She tried, she looked up to Bhishma, Drona, Kripacharya, Dhritarashtra, Vidura. No one could save. Then she took shelter of Krishna. Immediately Krishna is there. Here Gajendra is fighting for 1000 years. Krishna is not coming. Why? Because you didn't call. You have to connect the call and then Krishna will respond your call. There is never a missed call in Krishna's case. Krishna always responds the call. He doesn't miss the call. It's we who don't dial the right number. Prabhupada said you can connect with Krishna through this Maha Mantra. So if you dial this number of Maha Mantra, then it will go through. So we should develop this faith that Krishna will protect. He may not help us the way we want to be helped. Sometimes we start bhakti and immediately some student or some professional, they may think that now I am doing bhakti, now I am chanting 2 rounds, 4 rounds, okay, I am chanting 16 rounds, following 4 regulative principles. Why the things are not going in my life as I want them to go? That is the problem. We think that because I am performing bhakti, I should get what I want. That doesn't work. Sometimes you worship demigod and he will give you everything. Everything means whatever you ask, he will give you material. But Krishna will not give. The example given here is in rainy season, sometimes this, you know, sweets, rasgulla, rasmalai, whatever. Yeah, outside if you see there are these flies sitting, which is not very good. It gets contaminated, harmful also. It may, you know, not good for your health. Now if you go to a shopkeeper and give him money, he will give you. He will not bother that this is good or not good. He wants money and he wants to sell this mithai. But if you ask your father that I want to eat that, your father will say no. For a moment we may think that shopkeeper is better than father. Shopkeeper loves me more than my father. But father knows what is good for us. We may chant 16 rounds, follow 4 regular principles, become very sincere, and then ask what we want, and that too we ask material thing. Krishna will not give. May or may not. He may give, he may not give. But the word sincerity itself means that we will want what Krishna wants. We have to connect our desire with Krishna's desire. Not that Krishna has to connect his desire with my desire. So when we perform sadhana, we should understand that what Krishna wants me to do and then what Krishna will give the result, and not to get diverted with this petty material results. They will anyways come. There is karma also. Your previous karma will anyways give you whatever material you are supposed to get. Sometimes Krishna may interfere and give you what you don't deserve or what you don't have in your karma. Sometimes he may not give you what you have in your karma. That is. Sometimes he may purify and then give you the material position. So not to miss it. So Krishna will not give us anything which will further entangle us in this material world. But he is the greatest well-wisher of all of us. So we should connect, have faith that Krishna will reciprocate. The fact that devotees are able to continue their chanting, even with ups and downs, is that because we are experiencing some sort of reciprocation. If Krishna will not reciprocate, we will leave. Some juice we are getting in Krishna consciousness. So Gajendra had this faith in Krishna. And that's why he's praying. And he is confident that Krishna will come and save me. All the prayers in the Bhagavatam, all the devotees in the Bhagavatam, they had this faith. This is the same faith on which Prabhupada went to America with 40 rupees in his hand in old age, not knowing after getting down in America whether to go left or right. It is the same faith. Krishna is there. And in his poem on Jalduta, he writes also about his faith. So it is faith which will help us to surrender. How can one surrender without having faith in the person whom you want to, where you want to surrender? So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he quotes from Taittiriya Upanishad that who is the person to whom we must surrender? In this context of Gajendra, he is quoting, he is saying, Visamad vata pavate, visadeti suraya, visamad agnis chandrascha mrityur davati panchama. You go and surrender unto that person from whom even Vayu is fearful. Surya is fearful. Agni, Chandra, and even Yamaraj is fearful. You go and surrender to that person from whom everyone is fleeing away from the fear of their death. Even Yamaraj is running away. He is fearful. That is the Supreme Person, no? That's the definition. You suppose you go to, you know, any person, you want some money. You go to some local zamindar and you want some 50,000 rupees. And every day he is saying, okay, come tomorrow, we will see, come tomorrow. Every day you are going, sitting hours and hours, pleasing him, taking some gifts for him, because you want money. And then last he will tell you, you come today morning, I will give you money. And then you go, he is about to give you money, and then one big zamindar comes and kicks him out, saying that you have not paid my rent. This small zamindar is also a tenant on the land of big zamindar. So how will you feel? Galat number dial kar diya. You approach the wrong person. The same is given in Upanishad. Even Surya, Chandra, Agni, Vayu, Yamaraj is fearful of that person. You go and surrender there, no? And that is Supreme Lord Krishna. And that was known to Gajendra. That's why even though demigods are there, he didn't bother. He didn't tell any of the demigods, even for temporary help, that you help me, save me from this crocodile. No? How can you save when you are yourself caught by the crocodile of time? This crocodile is nothing but it is Kaal, just closing, closing, closing. And one day it will close. So how can we take shelter of those who themselves are under the grip of this crocodile? When Hiranyakashipu performed severe tapasya, he told Lord Brahma that make me immortal. And Lord Brahma said, if I am not immortal, how can I make you immortal? Even I don't know that formula to become immortal. How can I tell you? So that is why all the times what Gajendra is saying, Mula Prakriti, you are the origin of Prakriti, you are Atma Mulae, you are Sarva Adhyaksha. See, all these words are very specific and specifying to that Supreme Lord. There is no one equal or no one above the Supreme Lord. That Supreme Lord Gajendra is calling for. And that Lord Hari will come to rescue Gajendra. Very wonderful prayers, this entire section. Gajendra prayers. So we see what is required is faith. We should pray. And here Gajendra is chanting the holy names, because in this entire verse there are only holy names. So we should chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra given by our Acharyas, perform bhakti and have faith. One of the 9 symptoms of a pure devotee is Asha Baddha. Rupa Goswami says in Nectar of Devotion, there are 9 symptoms of a pure devotee. One is Asha Baddha. Hope. He is always hopeful that Krishna will be merciful on me. If Krishna, and we have so many pastimes of Krishna. If Putana got the designation of mother of Krishna, imagine, she went to kill Krishna. Aghasur, the name itself is Agha, Papa. Putana's brother. Aghasur, what his intention was, I will kill all these children. When I kill all these children, then automatically all the elders will die in separation. Such a heinous plan he made. But what Krishna gave? What Aghasur got, no one in the history, no Vaishnava in the history has got till now. His body was kept there. And because of Krishna's touch, the body became fragrant. And all the gopas will every day go and play hide and seek in his body, in Aghasur's body. He got dried up. And there was a fragrance because of Krishna entering there. Yeah. What Krishna gave? Dead body Krishna is using for playing. That extent is the mercy of Krishna. That's why Lord Brahma is praying. In his prayer, Lord Brahma is saying, my Lord, I can see what you have given to Aghasur. I can see what you have given to Putana. I can also see that you have nothing to give to these gopis, to Mother Yashoda. You cannot give anything. Those who came to kill you, you gave them everything. Those who love you more than their life, what will you give them? You have nothing. And Krishna says, yes, I will always be indebted. And that's why Krishna personally himself gives to Mother Yashoda. Thousands and thousands of years, Rishi Munis are meditating, trying to get the glimpse of the toenail of Lord's lotus feet. And Krishna is giving that lotus feet in the lap of Mother Yashoda. He himself completely giving a lap and controlled my mother. So that is the extent of his mercy. So when we practice our sadhana bhakti, we should always be hopeful that Krishna will definitely show me mercy. That is a sign of intelligence. That is doing bhakti not sentimentally but with intelligence. Sometimes we come, we start, after few months, few years, we leave. Why? Oh, I face some challenge, then I leave. Where in the entire material creation there is no challenge for you? In the entire material creation, every moment there is a fear. And somehow, by some inconceivable mercy, You come to Krishna consciousness and you say, ki because of chanting I am getting this kind of result, so I will leave chanting. Because I am not happy with the system, what is, you know, in this temple or in this organization, I will leave. And go where? Prabhupada says, the laws of material nature are extremely cruel. And you are going there? The best of luck? This faith is lacking. And this faith only will take us to the level of nishtha. No more U-turn. We'll continue. So this is what we can see in Gajendra. Single-minded focus in praying to Lord. How much pain he'll be feeling? No? 1,000 years he's weak. Nirjala is coming. In 20 days Nirjala Ekadashi is coming. 5th of June. One day we don't eat, what happens? We can't even... When I kept my first Nirjala, I thought, okay, in the night, if you keep Nirjala Ekadashi whole day, in the night you will sleep peaceful. You cannot even sleep. What you have to do in sleep? You have to just lie down. If no energy, then just lie down. That will also not work. And here, from 1,000 years, but see his focus. And the same focus we see in every devotee. Fixed up. So today also is auspicious day of disappearance of Srila Ramananda Rai. The most confidential, one of the most confidential associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the most intimate leelas of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai always. Whenever Mahaprabhu will feel intense pain of separation, he himself is Krishna, but he is feeling separation from Krishna in the mood of Radharani. Intense, that his hands and legs, sometimes limbs will enter the body and he will become a kurma. And sometimes the limbs are elongated. Nothing can pacify him, especially the last 12 years. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains only two things. The songs sung by Swarup Damodar and the pastimes of Radha and Krishna by Ramananda Rai gives some solace, some pacification to Mahaprabhu. Now what was Ramananda Rai? He was a governor in Madras, and then Sarvam Bhattacharya, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to South India, Sarvam Bhattacharya says, you go and meet Ramananda Rai. No one in the entire world can tell you the pastimes of Radha Krishna more than Ramananda Rai. Ramananda Rai himself is Vishakha Sakhi. Sometimes some goddess is Lalita Sakhi. And he is also considered as avatar of Arjun. His father was Pandu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told his father, you are Pandu and your 5 sons are Pandavas. So Ramananda Rai is Arjun. In Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is asking the question. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna is asking question to Arjuna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks questions. So very beautiful Ramananda Rai Mahaprabhu Samvad. If you get time, please read. Very wonderful philosophical points. How gradually things are unfolding. So Ramananda Rai, his duty, when he resigned as a governor in Jagannath Puri, he came and was staying with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His duty was to decorate the Devadasis. Devadasis are young, beautiful girls who will perform the drama for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath on Gopi Geet or different pastimes, and especially Rasleela. And Ramananda Rai, his duty was to dress them. Not only dress them, he will massage them, he will bathe them. Imagine, 40 years old almost he was, and young girls, teenagers, he is massaging them with his hands, he is bathing them, dressing them up, putting on Shringar and seeing that everything is perfect or not. One devotee got bewildered seeing this. He came running to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu said, I am a renunciate, I am a sannyasi. But even if a wooden doll I see, I get agitated. But that's, we know, Krishna, how can he agitate? But he expresses humility. Even if I see a wooden doll, I get agitated. But this Ramananda, he is massaging and bathing and dressing Devadasis, but his mind not even for a moment get distracted from Krishna. And no one can imitate this, and we can understand. Even if we imitate in the dream, it's dangerous. So that is Ramananda Rai's devotion to Krishna. So fixed up. He is in his eternal swarupa, gopi. He is not on bodily consciousness. So there is also appearance of this great Acharya Ramananda Rai. So we should pray to him for mercy. Because whether brahmachari or a grahastha or a vanaprasthi or a sannyasi, everyone needs this control on senses. So we can pray to Ramananda Rai for this, even if we get one drop. And how he could do that? Because he was always absorbed in the pastimes of Lord Krishna. He was always absorbed. How six Goswamis could give up everything? Prabhupada said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his intimate associate and at max six Goswamis can exhibit this form, this level of bhakti. No one else. Tyaktva aturnam ashesha mandalapati. One was prime minister, one was finance minister, one was the richest man in the planet, in the world. And they gave up everything. Gopi bhava rasamrita abdhi lahari. Because they were absorbed in Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's service, they could give it up. Impossible otherwise. So same with Ramananda. Eternally he is absorbed. He himself is a part of Leela. So we can pray to him today that we get some mercy. And we can absorb ourselves in pastimes of Krishna, in service of Krishna, holy names of Krishna, and be able to control our senses. Srila Ramananda Rai ki, Srila Ramananda Rai Trova Mahamotsav ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Any questions? We can take one question. Okay. Question.
When many souls departed from Goloka.
Who departed?
Many souls. Many devotees of Lord.
Or devotees of?
Those chose to get separation from Krishna. They all descended to planet Earth only or all the 14 planets?
Devotees are present everywhere.
No.
You are saying Krishna's associate?
No, when we departed from Vaikuntha in separate existence, to we came to Earth only or we went to all the 14 loka? Means they were distributed in all the 14 loka, material world, or only on Earth? हम जब ये वैकुंठ से अलग हुए
I understood.
तो हम खाली पृथ्वी पर आए कि
No, everywhere. And even if you land on earth, as per your karma, you go up and down.
That is correct. But at that point of time, we went to all the 14 loka as per our choice at that time.
You mean to say when you came first time?
Huh? They all came to earth only or?
That depends on the desire. Because if you see, The second canto, how the creation take place, Lord Brahma is given charge to inundate this material world, this universe with all the souls. So souls will get the body as per desires, as per whatever you have credit in your account. Yes.
Prabhu, when we are performing sadhana bhakti, we know the things clearly told by the Prabhupada and devotees are explaining and we are practicing. But still, as a human being, we are dynamic in nature. Our mind is changing and disturbing every time. So always there is a gap between what we should perform, what we should do, and what we are doing. So my question is, how we can reduce this gap? Sometimes this gap is very large, that what we should do to practice the bhakti, especially the sadhana bhakti, and what we are performing.
So your question is that there is a gap, what we are supposed to do and what we are doing. Yes, definitely there is a gap. So how to reduce the gap and bring it to zero? Practice. You are chanting 16 rounds. So when you started with one round, what did you do to come to 16 rounds? Just chant. Practice. Yes. So mind will try to cheat. Maya will try to allure. Sometimes gives happiness in sadhana. Sometimes you will not feel happiness. But sadhana, the word itself means, it's a duty bound. Prabhuji, aaj mera man kar raha hai 64 mala karne ka. To kal man nahi karega, to 16 bhi nahi karoge. So in sadhana means we don't listen to our mind. We don't listen to ourselves. Sadhana means following what is told. But still, mind will cheat us. That is understood. So small child, you know, he is crawling and then now he is trying to stand and walk. How many times he fell down? Have you seen small child? He is trying to walk, he will fall down. Not one time, two times, every day. But does he leave the determination to walk? He has faith. Everyone is walking. Why will I not walk? He has that faith. He has determination. He will hold the walls. He will have some, you know, cycle. Then gradually he will walk without support. He will walk up the stairs. You see the determination of a small child. If a 2-year-old small child can show that determination, why can't we show that determination in performing sadhana? Yes, Maya mind will cheat us. Maya will drag us. Still we go ahead. Because Krishna is with us. If you have that faith that Krishna will support, this is a test. All these students are sitting. How do we examine which is better student? By exam. So Maya will put exam, Krishna will put exam to see what is our level. If you pass the exam, then next level. The best part is even if you fail the exam, you can still continue. So sometime we will pass, sometime we will not pass. But if we continue till the last breath of our life, somehow, even sometime even dragging ourselves, chanting 16 or 44, somehow, it's auspicious. Even if a small momentary bhakti can give the result which will not let us drag down to the hellish planets or to the animalistic society, to the species of animal. What to talk if you are chanting 16 round, following 4 rounds and continue till the end of the life? Everything is auspicious. There is no loss. There is no loss in bhakti. Yes, sometimes we may not feel inspired to chant, but then we should chant as a matter of duty. You may not feel inspired to go to office sometime. Weather bahut achha nahi hai, bahut garam hai. Bombay mein barish hota hai. Today heavily raining. It's very cold. Prabhupada gives example. a housewife working in the kitchen. She doesn't bother if it is the month of May or June. Who wants to cook? It's so hot. All you are working with fire. You cannot even switch on the fan. It's so hot. But she does. It's a matter of duty. She has affection and love for the family, for husband, for children. So if we have affection for Guru and for Krishna, some affection, we will drag. Even if we are not feeling inspired, we will go ahead. Kumbh Mela, you go and see. Most of the time Kumbh Mela is in January and Allahabad. And what is the temperature there? And still people go and take bath. So that same determination we have to show every day. We'll go up and down, take support of devotees. Yes.
Krishna Prabhu, you mentioned one point that the devotee is able to stay in bhakti or practice because Krishna reciprocates. If he doesn't, then we won't be able to. But sometimes we don't even realize that we are reciprocating because we are always inclined to short-term goals or not grateful also. So how to manage?
The fact that we are continuing, that means Krishna's mercy is there. We are not realizing because we are absorbed in the petty things. Still that desire, we are still conditioned souls. We are conditioned souls. So we have our own, you know, me and my things are still there. So my prasadam plate, my dhoti, my bedding, my laptop, my mobile. So till that time we get absorbed in this, we will not be able to see what Krishna and what other devotees are giving and we will not be able to develop the gratitude. Even if you say my, this is my prasadam plate, then who gave plate? Who gave prasadam? Meditate for a few seconds and ultimately you will realize that Krishna is giving. And even while you eat everything, it is Krishna who will digest it. Help you digest it. It's Krishna who will help you to give energy. And see, at least some time in a day you take out and see how much we are getting from others. Most of the time we complain that I am tolerating so much, I am tolerating everyone. But we are tolerated more than we are tolerating. So there are other devotees who are tolerating me. There are other devotees who are always helping me. What am I doing for them? So that should be the contemplation. And then that gratitude will develop. And then we will start serving devotees. Without serving devotees, there is no hope. And then you serve devotees, and then Krishna will reciprocate more. He is reciprocating, will reciprocate more. The fact that you are staying in temple is Krishna's mercy. 2 years back, did you ever imagine that you will wake up at 3:30 in the morning and chant? Can't believe. Today we are able to do this Krishna's mercy. So, sit every day, take few minutes and meditate on Krishna's mercy. This exercise which I tell sometimes devotees to do, at least once a week you write down 50 things what Krishna has given you. Why you write down, why I should be thankful to Krishna. And then you list down the things. And you'll be amazed. The unlimited list. Even small thing, the nose on which your spectacle is lying, that is given by Krishna. The spectacle is given by Krishna. So everything is given by Krishna. So make the list. And every day read it. You will be floating in the ocean of gratitude for Krishna. So do this exercise. Every devotee you should always contemplate. When we come in front of Radha Ras Bihari, take darshan. This is His mercy. We are standing here. This is His mercy. He is standing there. And He is allowing us to take His darshan. Can you go and see Prime Minister? No. Until unless Prime Minister shows His mercy on you, you cannot stand in front of Him. Imagine we are every day hours and hours in front of Radha Rasa Bihari. Think about this. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande.